Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Random topics from the book that Kelly gave us, and I have some other ones saved in a file called Burn After Writing. Kelly, pick a page between 1 and 139.
Let's do 115.
All right. Steve, in 10 years' time, my money will be coming from...
My paycheck?
I think they're work? Like, what kind of work?
This?
I hope that's
I
true.
I hope so.
I mean,
did you feel like I was setting you up for something? Steve,
yeah.
You're fired.
Like,
congratulations
are
on your
baby.
You trying
to tell me
yep.
something? No. Am I gone?
The answer is
no.
Milkman. Bye.
Oh, no.
Exclusively this show? Or will you be like a Bitcoin thing or something?
Yeah, you're going to trade NFTs?
If I can figure out in the next 10 years what an NFT is, I'll consider that a success.
Okay. Kelly, in 10 years.
Probably won't be making any money off of them.
No. You'll get all the worst ones.
You can buy them anywhere now, apparently. I get ads for them.
Kelly, in 10 years, where will your money be coming from?
I'm hoping to make money off my house as an Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe make money to get another house that I could be like a straight income property for me. I'd love to still be a part of the show. Maybe have
Real
my own show
magnet.
One day.
Wait, you want to have your own show in 10 years?
One day, I said. So, you know, if that happens in the next 10 years.
I'm just kidding. You know I support you.
Yeah.
Could you just wait till we retire?
Yeah,
I
for
know
sure.
that's a while
you
off.
Like me?
I like you, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to keep us together for
all
about
right,
20
cool.
more years.
Me too. This is the longest relationship I've ever had so far. So.
Hey, you know what? It is for me too now.
Oh, mine. Oh, I blew mine out of the water years ago.
Yeah, right? This is good. Let's see. Joe is the second longest relationship in my life.
Yeah. That little wink. And
Steve, you're third.
Yeah.
We're going to
have. Nice.
Hot Wings, where's your money coming from in 10 years, I assume?
God willing, this show.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't, because otherwise
if
I'm
not.
I'm
maybe
not,
I can,
I'm not entirely
if,
sure.
If not, maybe you and I can get together and sell our prolific tears.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, what about you?
I was thinking the same. Hopefully the laughing at farts market doesn't dry up. Yeah.
Oh, no.
At one point, I would have said, well, my money will be coming from these Bitcoins that I bought because some guy said they'll be worth $2 million. But
yeah, how much are you up to now? Because you invested, what, like 50 bucks or something?
Of course I sold as soon as it started
right.
going down the first time, thinking, oh, my God, everyone else was right.
Speaking of
no crypto things.
Of Bitcoin.
I have no crypto things either.
My blockchains are all gone.
Speaking of Bitcoin, I wanted to share this. I don't know if this is true because I saw it on Twitter and I didn't see it from like Darren Revelle or one of those reporters who mixes finance and sports. But it says on November 12th, Odell Beckham Jr., who had been released and signed with the Rams from Cleveland, signed a one-year deal worth $750,000.
Yeah.
And announced that he had asked to take that money in Bitcoin.
I do remember that. Yeah.
At the time, Bitcoin was worth $64,293 per Bitcoin, per share.
Okay. Yeah.
Today, it's worth $35,400.
Oh, no.
So
now,
his,
that deal, that makes that deal worth $412,953. Odell is taxed on the $750,000.
No way, really.
Federal and California tax comes out to 50.3%,
okay.
Which means that Odell has, of now, a net income this year from the Rams for $35,703. Now, I will tell you this.
Oh.
He got a $500,000 bonus when they won last week's playoff game and $750,000 this week. And if they win the Super Bowl, he gets another million.
I mean,
also, he's fine.
So he's
going to
be okay?
He right. But
he's going to be fine.
But even so.
Good, good, good.
I don't know. Why didn't he just take the money and buy a Bitcoin
yeah.
if that's what he was going to do? Like,
well, that's what he did.
I thought he asked for them to give him.
Well, one way or another,
like there,
he's
it was
taxed
used
at
for
the,
a reason.
He's taxed at the value of the cash.
Yeah.
Of the dollar.
It doesn't
amount.
Matter
so it
who's the
matter.
One that hands it to Bitcoin
yeah,
company.
True.
Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, I guess you're right on that. Yeah.
This text, I've been listening for 7 years and I love you all dearly, but if Kelly leaves, I'm going with you. Well, suck it. I don't like that.
yeah. You don't. Hey, just so you know, you don't have a chance.
The power of the vagina.
So you just relax, friend.
Vagina?
All right, Joe. So along the same lines, when you retire, you would like to live where?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Yeah.
Because you like to travel. And you like to go to all different types of travel destinations, too.
Kelly, will you tell Joe more things about him?
Yeah. I'm just thinking this through out loud with him as he thinks it through silently.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Probably half of my time here and the other, I don't know.
The warm half here.
Yeah, of course.
Because summer here is great.
Of course. I don't know. Mexico, maybe?
Mexico?
Yeah.
Like on a beach?
Yeah.
Or like in Mexico City in like a slum?
Probably not that one.
Alex, what about you?
Yeah.
That's your dream.
I think I would probably half and half it, too. I think I would, because I like it here. I like where I grew up, and I like where we are now. But I can really see the appeal of being somewhere warmer in the wintertime. Like maybe South Carolina, somewhere sort of coastal-ish.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah.
That would be pretty sweet.
I met... years ago, I was on Mackinac Island, which, if you don't know Michigan, it's right above, right next to the Mackinac Bridge between the lower and the upper peninsula. And I went into a shop there and just made, while making small talk with the woman who ran it, she explained that she and her husband live there in the summer and they work, they're retired or they're of retirement age. They work their shop where they sell like souvenirs and trinkets and whatnot. Yeah, Like some handcrafted like purses and just kind of stuff that you expect to buy at a place like that.
Of course.
And then when they shutter that store for the winter, whenever that is, I think it was like October normally, they go to Key West and they have a store that has almost the identical inventory except adjusted slightly for the, and they live there in the winter. And they just do the same thing. And I'm like, you have figured this out.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because you use your acumen to, you know, that you've gained to, you've got all the connections, the suppliers and everything else.
If who runs like their store in Key West?
Yeah, because that could be open all the time.
Open all year, right?
Well, I think the tourist season goes down so much in Key West in the summer, they may just close it up. Or, you know, you get one employee or whatever. Yeah. Kelly, where are you going to retire?
Man,
you've been all over. You're an Army brat and everything else.
Yeah, and I think because I have family in the South, I probably wouldn't go back South because of that reason, because they're there. I've got an anchor there.
you don't want to be by your family?
I don't want to go where they're at.
That's how it sounded.
No. Yeah. I got a grandma and a brother in Florida. My parents and two brothers are in Georgia still. I got a brother in California. So I think, honestly, this sounds weird because I've never been to the west coast of Canada, but the pictures look real pretty.
Oh, man, Vancouver.
I know, right? And I like cold. So, I mean, I can go to Florida and see my grandma and get all nice and warm anytime I want.
That's true.
I think I'd want to go somewhere that is so peaceful, no matter what time of the year it is for me.
Yeah.
So whether it's a warm beach or in the cold mountains, I think the west coast of Canada provides both of that.
It's a great place to pick.
I want to go there so badly.
Steve, what about you? Tom Hoover?
Yeah, right. When you first asked that, the first thing that I thought of was not location, but I want to be in a small off-grid cabin. Somewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't, it's not about a location. It's
not
about
really.
Lifestyle.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You want like a tiny home, don't you? Or maybe a little A-frame?
I don't know if I would want to live permanently in a tiny home. I would love to have like Annette and I've talked about all the time. Yeah. Like a little getaway, like buy a little piece of property, have a little tiny home on it so we can go there for a week in the summer or go there at Christmas or whatever.
Now, Steve, you said off the grid. Do you mean off the grid, like no internet, generating your own electricity with solar energy,
truly
off the internet?
Yeah.
Or off like really when people say off the grid like that, making your own food?
Like Survivor Man?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Does Annette know this?
Yeah.
Is she interested?
Yeah, like you want to be far enough away where you can enjoy watching Elon Musk's Starlink satellites go over and ruin the night sky.
I mean, maybe not off grid. I don't know. We just want to be somewhere where it's like you don't have people right on top of you, right next to you.
Yeah.
You want to
have a nice little getaway.
I agree. That's my dream is to have like a smaller place on a lake somewhere in the woods.
That would be cool.
Yep.
And just peaceful. Yeah, I'd love that.
That would be good. Well, we're never going to retire. Stock market's going to crash.
Oh, God.
We're all going to work forever.
I mean,
you know what? If it crashes now, I could live with that. I just don't want it to happen. I don't know.
Remember, like 2000,
a week before I retired.
I just remember 2000. When was the
2008,
2009? It was right after that was the crash. So saw,
yeah, when people, really everything they had done everything right, and then they retired, and then they had to sell their home and work at Walmart so they could have an apartment.
In my graduation speech for college, I don't remember who did it. They talked about how we were graduating at one of the worst times in America.
Yeah, you did.
That's
and
a
I
tough
was
time.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, here we go. Life, I guess. That's okay, how it starts.
All right. Random topics. All right. Joe.
Yeah.
What is the hardest choice you've ever had to make?
Jeez, man. I don't know. I'd have to think about this.
Okay. Anybody else have one come to mind?
Hardest decision?
I mean, for me recently, breaking up with Stuart was really tough.
Yeah.
That was hard. And
a hard decision.
Yeah, it needed to happen, but it was hard. We lived together, and we had to separate things, and not easy. Yeah.
That's not a decision that happens, forgive me, I think I'm putting words in your mouth,
that's
Kelly.
Okay.
But that it doesn't happen in a snap. That's a decision that happens a little at a time over a long period of time.
Yep. It's a slow build. Like, am I falling in love with reality or potential? And
that's so tough.
Breaking up is just hard.
Yeah.
Howings,
what they say.
What's the hardest decision you've ever had to make?
Probably every decision I've ever had to make in my life. it was really difficult. One, like Kelly said, it takes two people for something to fall apart, but to actually decide to accept that my marriage wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then before that, trying to decide, the toughest thing I think I had to decide was if I should get a red or black pickup truck. I went with red.
Yeah,
and I have
did.
Not regretted that decision.
You also had a black pickup truck.
I had had one, yeah. And they always look good. Yeah. You know, I mean, they look great, but
those are two biggies.
I needed
right on par with each other.
And they were right almost like in the same time frame. So there were a lot of decisions going on in my life at that time. It hurt.
Steve, what about you?
Couple of tough breakup decisions. In the past, definitely. Moving here was a tough decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moves are tough.
Yeah, I knew I wanted to, but it was...
It's a little scary.
It's leaving everything that you know, or...
Leaving home.
Or the security that you think you have.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was tough.
That's a big one. Mine for me was I had my senior year of college at Thanksgiving, I think it was, or right after Halloween was when Hotwings and I flew to Omaha to talk about taking a job there.
Yep.
Hotwings moved at the end of the semester when he graduated at Christmas of 95.
Yep.
And then I had another semester to finish out. And while that semester was going on, I went from part-time at the radio station I worked at through college. They gave me the morning show. But I had already – so I had to choose to stay where I grew up and be on the station where all my family listened or go to Omaha, which I thought was long-term a better opportunity. Mm-hmm. But you had, just like Steve, I had to leave everything behind.
Yeah.
And thank God I was naive and went, because I thought, it won't be that hard. And man, I was just talking with my parents the other day while I was driving to Indiana for this weekend's game. Mm-hmm. We started talking about, my mom said, it's crazy that you're doing this, because I still think about once in a while when we dropped you off in Council Bluffs, Iowa, which is a Iowa suburb of Omaha in Nebraska. And they drove out there with me. I was driving my Grand Prix with a 25-inch tube TV in the front seat that I had to recline the seat to get it in.
Bitching.
Yeah, really living the good life.
Uh-huh.
P.S., it broke by that fall, and I went into debt to buy a TV. A series of bad electronics decisions would follow that I'm probably still paying for. Everything was fine. I was gung-ho about the move. And that night, we went out to dinner, and then I dropped my parents off at the hotel they were leaving at, and they were going to leave early, so I wasn't going to see them again. And man, when I got in the car to drive back to the dorm I was going to live in for the summer, which it was shared bathrooms, one bathroom. There wasn't a bathroom in the dorm. It was bleak. I broke down. I'm like, what have I done with my life? But I mean, you know, in the end it worked out, but I didn't know that at the time.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Of course.
Joe, did you think of one?
I mean, I think kind of a lot of the same things. I mean, like, moving here wasn't a tough decision. Like, it's what I wanted to do, and I was going to do it. And, I mean, I think just breakups, divorces, moving out of houses, moving into, out of apartments. Yeah.
Separating things.
That's always just so hard. Yeah.
What was the last, All right. Who wants this one first?
I'll take it.
Joe?
And then I'll pass it along like I did the last one if I
what
can't think
the
of anything.
What is first quality you look for in a person?
I would say politeness, kindness.
Kindness.
Like, are you, like, you know, I mean, you can tell right away if somebody's kind of a butthole. Or even if they're not. I mean, some people are just kind of standoffish or whatever. Or you don't know what, but, you know, like I was just thinking about, like, when I was in for my stupid procedure the other day. And, like, my nurse, I just went, like, she left the room and I went, that's a really nice person. You know what I mean? Like, there was just a lot of nurses are like that. They have that rapport. They meet people all the time. Mm-hmm. Waitresses sometimes are like that.
Yeah.
They make you feel at ease and comfortable.
Can you imagine?
I think people that make you feel at ease as soon as you meet them, like, that's an awesome
quality
to me.
Can you imagine if after you thought that, you heard her say to another nurse in the hallway, hey, you have to see room 3B. He has a really disgusting anus unlike we've ever seen before.
If I heard somebody like that was nice to my face in another room say something in any way negative, it would break my heart.
Yeah. Like, wouldn't I want the best butt you've ever seen.
Yeah. What's wrong with my anus?
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. I'm a person
a little starfish is perfect.
Yeah. Like, I'm a person who's prone to fall in love with people I barely know because they're nice to me.
And we've already done butt
like
stuff.
That would have been terrible. I mean, if she was really negative about my penis.
No one fell in love with more waitresses in Mount Pleasant, Michigan between 1992 and 1996 than me and Hot Wings.
Oh, you're a Hooters girl dream.
Oh,
yeah. Girl's dream.
Oh, I can fall in love with people I've never even met. Sometimes just a photo will do it. Oh, man. That's a kind of a person that I need to know. She's got the kindest eyes.
Yeah. On her license.
Yeah.
Under eye color. It says kind.
Yeah.
It's gentle
Kelly,
hands.
What is the number one quality you look for?
Being newly single and having just downloaded Hinge, I realized how important it is. Comedy, yes, or humor is very funny for me. Sarcasm is very funny. But the number one thing I'm realizing I love is somebody who can keep the conversation going where I'm not the only person asking questions.
Mm.
I hate if I'm like,
so some charisma.
Yeah, like, so what do you do? And then they just answer the question without, like, returning the question or without keeping the conversation going. You're constantly hitting me at a dead end.
Mm. To me, that's,
I can't have a conversation with someone who's not asking questions. They're just answering questions.
To me, that's someone who's not really interested.
Yeah.
Because I don't, it would be weird. Why are you on Hinge? Are you here to meet people?
Yeah. Or they'll message you a couple days later and say, so how was your day? And it's like, oh, it was great. How was yours? It was good.
That's weird.
Yeah, when it's just a response to a question, but not like anything followed up. Your immediate response is, okay, well, I mean, obviously you're not really into this.
Yeah. We just met. Are you mad at me?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
The great things are short.
Steve, we're not going to get to
your... We don't have to talk. If you're not intrigued or interested in this conversation, I have a million people that I can...
Right. Yeah. Why did
that
you
care
like
about
my photo?
Me and I can talk to. Yeah.
This text, Hot Wings is Michael Scott falling in love with the chair model in the... Supply magazine.
Yeah.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.